This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. New immigrants arriving in Colorado have to wait 2 years for a driver's license. CPR's Andrew Kenny says that may soon change.
How do you reduce the number of uninsured drivers on the road? Senator Julie Gonzalez says one way is to let undocumented immigrants get driver's licenses more quickly.
It shouldn't matter where you're born when obtaining a driver's license. It really matters whether you know the rules of the road.
Colorado already allows undocumented immigrants to get licenses, but they have to wait 2 years after arriving. Gonzalez is co-sponsoring a bill that would let new arrivals apply right away. It also would allow them to use more types of identification to get the license. The proposal would still require drivers to pass a written test, a driving test, and a vision test. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
More families in Denver are participating in the school choice process. CPR's Jenny Brundin says most students are placed in the school they want.
Nearly 25,000 students chose an outside school or opted to stay in their boundary school, a 15% jump. Denver Public Schools says a new technology platform simplified the process and improved data quality. Each year, students entering kindergarten, sixth grade, and ninth grade can rank the schools they want to attend. The district says 90% of students in transition grades will be able to attend their top choice school. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Avalanche danger is rated as moderate across most of Colorado's high country today. The Avalanche Information Center warns that snowslides are most likely in the area between White River National Forest and Gunnison, which includes Aspen. Backcountry users should be wary. Dangerous conditions will last through today as more snow arrives in the mountains this week. At least 19 people in Colorado have been caught in avalanches since March 21st. No snow in today's forecast. It's mostly sunny all across Colorado. Around Denver, it's highs near 60 and getting warmer tomorrow. Grand Junction is close to 60 this afternoon and into the 70s later this week. This is CPR News.